children wade in the water. And oh, God's gonna trouble in the water. Well, who are the children all dressed in red? Wade in the water. Must be the children that Moses led. God's gonna trouble that water. I said, wait in the water. Wait in the water, children. Wait in the water. You know that God's gonna trouble that water. Well, who is the young girl dressed in white? Wait in the water. Must be the children of the Israelites. God's gonna trouble that water. I said, wait in the water. Wait in the water, children. Wait in the water. You know God's gonna trouble that water. Well, Jordan's water is chilly and cold. Wade in the water. It chills your body, but not your soul. I said, God's gonna trouble that water. Now wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. Say, God's gonna trouble that water. Well, if you get there before I do, wait in the water. Tell all my friends that I'm coming too. God's gonna trouble that water. I said, wait in the water. Wait in the water, children. Wait in the water. You know that God's gonna trouble that water. Wait in the water. Come on and wait in the water, children. Wait in the water. You know that God's gonna trouble that water. I said, God's gonna trouble that water. You know God's gonna trouble that water.
Good afternoon and welcome to the worship service this afternoon. Let's try that again. Good afternoon. I went too fast. I've got other announcements. No, it's good to have all of you gathered together here in the sanctuary. Those that are online, we welcome you as we part and be part of this worship service here at Desert Hills. It's truly an amazing gift. One of the things that I realized that I was wondering how come the sanctuary seemed a little bit off. And it was because we had clouds outside. There's not sun coming in here. And so we rejoice in those clouds and the rain that they bring. I'm Pastor Craig Larson, as well as Pastor Mike Sager. We get to be the pastors here at Desert Hills, and it truly is our privilege as we continue to lift up that gospel and good news that God has created because of his Son, Jesus Christ. And you are part of Desert Hills because, are you ready? Okay. At Desert Hills, we celebrate. We make disciples. Who? With enough lead in, people have said you just rush into that as well. But it's so good because truly we do get that opportunity to celebrate what God has first given to us. Just a couple of announcements. First of all, the monsoon concert. I know you're already looking forward to next year's. It really was an amazing night. We had 420 people here. And so it really was a time where we got to celebrate the talents and one of the wonderful gifts of where we were smiling and going, and we get to hear them all the time. So thank you guys very much for that. Okay. Tonight, we're not going to be having fair trade because some circumstances. If you are in desperate need of that coffee, that tea, the chocolate, it's going to be on sale tomorrow morning. You can come back to church. Tomorrow we're going to be having an informational meeting for Via de Cristo. If you've already completed a Walk to Emmaus, Curcio, or a Via de Cristo experience, we're going to be meeting tomorrow after the noon service. I think we're going to be meeting at least in the west end of the fellowship hall, but if that doesn't work, just gather there and we'll find someplace else so that we can continue to just have that short, brief organizational meeting. The Hunger Walk is happening Saturday, September 9th. The forms and registration forms to both participate as well as donate are on the tables in the narthex, as well as the tables that are at the entrances to the church. So please make note of that. Blood Drive is going to be happening August 29th from 8:30 to 1:30. For an appointment, please call the Red Cross. That's 1-800-RED-CROSS. I've heard that the blood supply has been really depleted over the summer, so we are asking that opportunity. And if you are able to and willing, please donate the blood on the 29th. This Thursday at 2 p.m., they're gathering together to have a board game, ice cream celebration. It's organized by the Food Fellowship Fun Team. If you want to bring a board game or your own special, I shouldn't say your own special game, but you can bring it that afternoon. It's just going to be a fun time. We have no idea, again, who's going to show up to play. But again, 2 o'clock, and it's sponsored by the Food Fellowship Fun Team. Let's see. I think that's all the announcements that I have this afternoon. So let's begin our worship with a time of prayer. Almighty God, we so thank you that you have called us and that you have brought us here, whether in person or online, to be reminded of the great love that you have for us. Lord, we pray that this time of worship will be that opportunity that we get to give you our thanks and our praise for what you have already done for us. Lord, we do pray for those of our brothers and sisters that are in California and awaiting the heavy rains that will fall, may it truly be a time where they are able to be protected. Lord, we thank you for the water that does nourish our desert. Continue, Lord, to help it to grow to your glory. We come with all our cares and concerns for you, O God, to you, O God. Be with us now. Fill our hearts with the wonder of your presence and your spirit. In your name we do pray. Amen. We sing our opening song.
Let him always walk beside me. Let him take my hand and guide me. Let me live in the light of his love till I reach that great tomorrow. Well, there'll be no pain and sorrow. Let me live in the light of his love. Shine like the sun above. Let me feel every rain, every night, and every day. soul is heavy laden. Seems like all my dreams are fading. Let me live in the light of His love. For a heart past filled with sadness, He can touch and fill with gladness. Let me live in the light of His love. Let me live in the light love can give. Let it shine like the sun above. Let me feel every ray, every night and every day. Let me live in the light of His love.
Even though we live in the light of His love, we sometimes wonder how we can serve God better and follow Him better. And that's the theme of our litany this morning, so please join me responsively. With our fellow disciples, we long to proclaim, I will follow you wherever you go. Lord, give us the freedom to follow you in the ways of love. We come here today filled with a worry and stress, leaving little time to consider Christ in our lives.
Lord, give us the strength to follow you in ways of peace.
In times of struggle and fear, we look to God for help. Lord, give us the opportunity to follow you in the ways of kindness. Today, we celebrate the Holy Spirit, who shows us the joy of following God. Lord, give us the patience to follow you. Amen. We sing again.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise His name, I'm fixed upon it, name of God's redeeming love. Hitherto thy love has blessed me, thou hast brought me to this place. And I know thy hand will bring me safely home by thy good grace. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the folds of God. He to rescue me from danger bought me with his precious blood. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. His name I'm fixed upon it, name of God's redeeming Lord.
Today's first scripture reading is from Galatians chapter 5, starting with verse 16. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The word of the Lord.
I was born in sin and lost, but Jesus paid the cost and pardoned me from all iniquity. So till I see his face, I daily ask his grace to guide me on the path he planned for me. Guide me, Lord, through the day. Guide me, Lord, this I pray. Through all hardships, temptation, and strife. Guide me, Lord, through thy might. Guide me, Lord, by thy light. That thy will might be done in my life. God loved us, everyone, and he gave his only son. To save our souls from sin, he gladly died. So trust in him today, and he'll wash your sins away. Then daily he will be your light and guide. Guide me, Lord, through the day. Guide me, Lord, this I pray. Through all hardships, temptation, and strife. Guide me, Lord, through thy might. Guide me, Lord, by thy light. That thy will might be done in my life. Guide me, Lord, through the day. Guide me, Lord, this I pray. Through all hardships, temptation, and strife. Guide me, Lord, through thy might. Guide me, Lord, by thy light. That thy will might be done in my life. Thank you.
second scripture reading is from the Galatians chapter 5, starting with verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. The word of the Lord.
Beloved people of God, here in sanctuary and online, may God guide you through this day so that your life may reflect God's glory and God's will may be done in your life. Amen. So this weekend we wrap up our sermon series on the fruit of the Spirit. 2 weeks ago, we began this journey together talking about how Jesus reminds us that what comes out of our mouths reflects what's in our hearts. That Jesus wants our hearts, our lives, to be good soil. That when we think about planting a fruit tree or any crop, we want the soil to be healthy. So the soil can receive and give to that which we planted the nourishment it needs. So we began this journey acknowledging the fact that our lives, our hearts, need to be a place open to receive what God wants to plant in our hearts. Last week we talked about you are what you drink. We talked about the need for life-giving water. How so often we look for things to satisfy that which we thirst for, and it leaves us only wanting more. We heard last week about the Festival of the Tabernacle. This festival which reminds the people of Israel and us that God is the one that provides all that we need, and that God was going to send a Messiah and return the world and all of creation back under God's authority. And we heard Jesus last week stand up in the middle of this celebration to tell the people, to tell us, in Jesus, we have life-giving water. In Jesus, the promises of the Festival of the Tabernacle are fulfilled. You are what you drink. And now this week we come to the culmination of these two, good soil, life-giving water, and now we are told that fruit will be produced in us. You are who you follow. This is the ending of Paul's letter to the church at Galatia. And if you ever read this letter, you will know that Paul is pretty harsh on this community. Paul had been there and had taught these individuals, this church, this amazing call of God, this amazing grace that God had offered them, and they were going along. And then some other teachers came, and these individuals were so excited to know what they needed to do that they were easily influenced by these other teachers who told them, yeah, grace is good, but you need to do some things before you really can follow Jesus. There's work to be done. And the Apostle Paul, throughout this letter, is arguing with this church about this amazing proclamation that if you seek after works, you in fact miss the great gift of God. That's why Paul is describing the tension between the flesh, and the flesh is not just our bodies, but the desire to earn it. The desire to earn what God's love for us, the desire to be able to know that somehow I'm better than the other person. The desire of the flesh is somehow to make it about me, about you. That's our natural desire, is to see the world through our own eyes, through our own values, through our own understanding. And when we are in conflict with other people, we don't understand. And this is what's happening to this church. And Paul is saying, if you want to live that way, you will end up, instead of knowing the fruit of the Spirit, you will just know the works of the flesh. If you hear the works of the flesh, anger, jealousy, revenge, boasting, envy, all the things that Paul begins to describe, he does not give us an exhausted list. He just begins to list them. You will realize that none of these things are anything that takes any effort on our part. Right? I don't have to wake up tomorrow morning and say, you know, today I want to get angry. Today I just want someone to make me upset. It naturally happens. Sometimes on the drive in to church. And there's probably a few people I've angered on the drive in to church. Right? It's no problem. There's no problems doing the work of the flesh. It's no problem for me to feel like someone slighted me or I was disrespected. It comes naturally to me. It comes naturally to me because, again, I see the world through my own understanding. And I want to know that somehow I'm good enough for God to love me. The problem with that is I don't trust the Spirit. I don't trust what Jesus has done for me. I'm left always wanting more. And instead of getting the fruit of the Spirit, I just become more angry at others and even myself. The work of the flesh takes over. And I can't experience what God wants for my life. Apostle Paul, and throughout Scripture, talks about the tension of the world and the tension of God's kingdom. And these two cannot live together. They are in opposition to one another. I thought about that. And I thought, what kind of image could I think about that kind of opposition? And I thought about my dog. If you ever had dogs, you will know that if you have two individuals that your dog loves and you begin to separate them, that dog begins to freak out. They run from one person to the other person, and they go back and forth, until finally they have to decide, don't they? They are so exhausted, they can't keep going back, and they have to decide, which one will I follow? Which one will I choose to follow? And in some sense, that's our story, isn't it? We go back and forth between the desires of the flesh and the call of God to follow. And it's exhausting. It's exhausting because we have to pick one. We have to choose one way to live because they are in opposition with each other, and we cannot live in that tension. And that's what the Apostle Paul, that is what Jesus is telling us today. That Jesus is telling us that we have to decide, which are we going to trust? Are you going to trust yourself and how good you can be, or how you see the world in a perfect way? Or are you going to trust this Spirit that leads you to life? Because to follow someone is really to trust them. To follow is to trust that they will lead you to a place of safety, a place of hope, a place of life. If you trust yourself, and your own understanding and your own goodness and your own effort, you will not experience what God has to offer you because you will not trust what Jesus has done for you. You will not trust the Spirit's call to simply follow, to leave behind all those things in your life that keeps you from trusting what God has already done. What's amazing about the ending of this book of Galatians is that Paul, after all his arguments against this church, praises them and reminds them who they are. But he says, you will walk by the Spirit. Despite everything you have gone through, I trust that somehow you will see and hear the Spirit's call and you will follow. Because brothers and sisters in Christ, the fruit of the Spirit is the fruit of the Spirit, not our fruit. This is not about us trying harder. This is about us learning to trust more that what Jesus has done for us on the cross is enough. Is enough that we can trust and lead, that we don't have to look to ourselves to determine what life's about. We don't have to have it about us. We can have it about the kingdom of God. And in the kingdom of God, there is love and grace. In the kingdom of God, there is joy and peace. In the kingdom of God, I see kindness and mercy. And I don't know about you, but those are things I have to work on. Those are things I have to make a commitment to. I have to wake up in the morning and say, I will try to be a little kinder. I will let the Spirit work a little deeper in me. I will not let my desires of the flesh keep me from being kind to someone who may irritate me. That's a commitment to follow, isn't it? It's a commitment to not put myself in the center, but to allow God to be in the center. To know that that person is as loved as I am. To know that somehow it's not about me, it's about what God is doing. And in that, I can find peace and hope. In that, the fruit of the Spirit can grow and develop in me. Not because I'm trying harder, but because I'm learning to trust myself less and trust Jesus more. To follow. To walk. The Apostle Paul uses those images to remind us that this is not a one-time event. This is a daily stepping. It's a constant movement. We never get there. We are on the journey. We are on the journey to produce the fruit of God in our lives through the gift and grace of God's Spirit. That's the promise we have this day. We don't have to try harder. We just need to know that Jesus has done it all. We just need to know God's love for us and for the world and trust it enough to leave behind our desires and trust God's kingdom and God's desire in the world. May the fruit of the Spirit fill you. Peace and love, joy and hope, kindness and mercy. And this list is not exhausted. This is just sampling of what all that God wants for you in your life. So if you'd like to go a little deeper in today's message, this is what I invite you to think about. Where do you struggle the most in being led by the Spirit? Where do you have a hard time letting go of your desires and trusting God's desires for you? And may we together step out in faith and be led by the Spirit. And may the fruit of the Spirit be known among us here and online as God's grace and God's love is enough for us all. Amen.
to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back.
With joy in our hearts and with voices filled with confidence, we come together to affirm our faith. Please join me. We believe that if we live by the Spirit, we should also be guided by the Spirit. We believe that our love should be genuine. We believe that we should resist what is evil while holding fast to what is good, clothing ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, and patience. We believe that we are to follow Christ, who comes to us from God and reveals God to us. He heals people, transforms lives, and calls us to join in his ministry. We believe that Christ was crucified, died, and was raised again by God. He bids us to rise with him, to bring reconciliation and justice to the world, and to announce the good news of God's love and forgiveness. We believe that we are called to live lives that are filled with the fruit of the Spirit while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll now have the gathering of our offerings.
We have come to this place in our life where faith must be stronger than fear. For if true love is our destination, every storm, it must always be clear. The surest way to get there from here is to walk on faith, trust in love. Keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, stumble and stride. Everything inside wants to give up. Gonna walk on faith and trust in love. Shadows of our doubts, we will live where true love never dies. Though the road we must travel is uncertain, there is a truth in our hearts that never lies. It's by such grace we are bound to rise. Walk on faith, trust in love. Keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, stumble and stride. Everything inside wants to give up. We gotta walk on faith, trust in love. Gotta walk on faith and trust in love. And keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, stumble and stride. Everything inside wants to give up. We gotta walk on faith, trust in love.
The prophet Nehemiah said to God's people, "Go and enjoy good food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Let us pray. Almighty God, we come this day to give you our thanks, our prayers, and our gifts of time, and for all that we do for your mission in the world to bring the good news that is needed. Help and hope for all people. Lord, in your mercy, we remember those who have recently died, including Mike Hoy and Richard Stuckmayer. God, receive them into the arms of your mercy and everlasting peace, and may the truth and promise of God's resurrection bring comfort and hope to their families and friends who grieve. Lord, in your mercy. New to our prayer list are Robert Essie, Diane Quast, and George Reek. Leaving the prayer list with thanksgiving for healing is Gwen Moat. We take time now to silently pray for those who remain on our prayer list, as well as for others in our hearts and for situations in our lives. Lord, in your mercy. God of hope, we pray for all those who are lonely, fearful, or in pain, and for those struggling with addictions and dependencies that cripple their living and harm the world about them. We pray for caregivers who are in need of strength as they care for others. We lift up teachers and students as they begin a new school year. Keep them safe and may their classrooms be a place of learning. Bless parents as they raise and care for their children, and may they be good examples of love and their homes be a place of nurture and growth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
We pray, Lord, for those who are on our minds and our hearts this day. Family members we have prayed for over many weeks or years. Friends who are struggling to find meaning in their lives. Acquaintances who need healing, or strangers who need the comfort of your spirit as they grieve. Be with all these people, O God, and bring them your peace, which surpasses all understanding. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, you are the giver of all good things. We pray to ask you to give us the fruits of the Spirit. Help us to love, be full of joy, peace, and patience. Help us to be kind, good, faithful, and gentle when dealing with others. And finally, give us the self-control to bear the fruit so others can see. Lord, in your mercy. God, we ask for your love to be so profound and powerful in our life that we cannot help but fully experience it. May your love flow through us and out into the lives of others. With this love, may your joy fill our hearts and give us peace. Lord, in your mercy. Accept these prayers, gracious God, and those known only to you through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
We hear the promise this day that in the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to all to drink, saying, "Take and drink, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in the remembrance of me." We pray together the prayer which our Lord taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. And deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. For those that are at home, take and eat. This is the body of Christ broken for you. Take and drink. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. As we continue to recognize and celebrate the love that our Lord has for us this day, now and forever. Amen. Note that all are welcome as we come forward to receive that precious gift of God. Note the dark color is the wine, the light color is the grape juice. There is gluten-free wafers for those who are in need. Come, for all are welcome.
was seeking for things that could not satisfy. But then I heard my Savior speaking, draw from my well that never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me There are millions in this world who are craving the pleasures earthly things afford, but none can match the wondrous treasure that I find in Jesus Christ my Lord. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make
God blesses us in so many ways, and so we get a chance now to hear that blessing that gives us the strength as we go from this place. So, as you go, go as those who belong to Christ Jesus. Love your neighbor, find joy in simplicity, make peace with all, practice patience and kindness in your home, offer goodness to those who don't deserve it, and let your actions and words be guarded by self-control. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We stand and sing our closing song.
Still the one. putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. The age of seven. When I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm close to heaven. Daddy lived his life for eight kids and a wife. You do what you must do. But he showed me enough of what it takes to get you through. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the waters. Put your by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
Now, bearing the fruit of the Spirit into all the world. Thanks be to God. Amen.
By putting your hand in the hand of the man.